Good morning, everybody. It's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I've got with me Lorna, and Lorna's from SV2. Hi, Lorna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming along to speak to us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, you work for SV2. Can you tell me a little bit about SV2 and what they do?
Yeah, of course. So, SV2 is a service in Derbyshire. We support the whole of Derbyshire, including Derby City. And we offer services to victims and survivors of sexual abuse. Essentially, our aim is to kind of protect, empower and to support those affected by sexual abuse. And we do it in a few different ways.
And what are those ways?
So firstly, at present, we run the SARC. So that's the Sexual Assault Referral Centre. That's based in Alfreton. And it's for anybody over the age of 18 who's been raped or sexually assaulted in the last kind of 7 to 10 days. It's open 24/7 at the centre. Essentially, you'll undergo a forensic exam to collect samples which could be used as evidence.
Yeah.
So that's done by a specially trained nurse that works alongside SV2. And we also have crisis workers there. And their role essentially is to advocate for you through that process. So they're your immediate form of support. They'll talk you through everything that's going to happen. And it's a very person-centred approach, so you can access kind of as much of the service or as little as you feel comfortable with. The great thing about the SARC is you don't have to report to the police in order to access the SARC. So if you're unsure about whether you want to report or not, you can still refer yourself in through calling our advice line, come in for the exam, and the SARC will store your samples for up to 2 years.
Right.
So if you do decide kind of later that you do want to report, that evidence won't be lost. We'll store that securely for you and have that available should you decide to report at kind of a later stage.
That's really interesting. What else do you offer other than that service, though? Because I believe you offer some other things as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. So we have a team of ISVAs and CHISVAs, and we do like our acronyms. So yeah. ISVAs is Independent Sexual Violence Advisors. And CHISVAs is Child Independent Sexual Violence Advisors. So I think we're probably going to talk about those in a little bit more detail in another episode. But
yep.
in a nutshell, what the ISVAs and CHISVAs do is provide emotional and practical support. Normally that's around the criminal justice process. So for people going through police investigations or going through the court process, they can act as a single point of contact for those other agencies that are involved if you want them to. So rather than having calls from potentially police or the witness care unit, if you feel more comfortable, you can have that directed straight to your ISVA, who will relay that information for you. Or they can act as the liaison with those agencies, so get updates for you from them and let you know what's going on, how the case is progressing. And they can support at court as well. So if your trial does go to court, the ISVA can attend with you whilst you give your evidence, just to kind of be there for that kind of emotional support. So they do loads of stuff. They also liaise with any other agencies you might need them to liaise with. So if you have support from mental health services or things like that, they can work alongside those other agencies to kind of give you that holistic approach to your support. And CHISVAs do the same thing, but for under 18s. So they work with children. Like I said, we'll talk about it a little bit more, I think, in another episode, but a very similar role, but for kids.
SV2 is also part of the core service, the Derbyshire core service. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so as you probably know, core services are services in Derbyshire which support victims of crime and help them to cope and recover. And SV2 is the commission service which provides the support for rape and sexual assault in Derbyshire as part of those services. So that means that you can find information about our service on the core website, and we'll provide regular reports for the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner to show kind of the impact of our services and the work we're doing.
Mm. We'll make sure all the details of how to get in contact with SV2, telephone numbers, emails, we'll make sure all that detail accompanies the podcast, so anybody who does need support can get in contact with you really easily.
Yeah. The other thing that I haven't mentioned, the other part of our service, which kind of goes alongside that, is we do offer a therapy service as well.
Wow.
So we have therapists for adults and children. Therapy and counselling is available. So that's a range of kind of talking therapies and some more holistic ones as well. So things like Reiki. So we know it's sometimes difficult to kind of talk about emotions. So the therapist can help you kind of find other ways to express your feelings. So we do some art therapy and things like that as well. So it generally that involves kind of talking around your life experiences, both past and present, feelings, emotions, relationships, ways of thinking and patterns of behaviour as well. So we'll do their best to help you to look at your current difficulties and help you find healthier ways of coping. So we're not there to give advice. So you won't be told what to do by therapists, but they'll make sure they help you to make your own decisions and identify things that are right for you, essentially. So it helps increase that kind of self-awareness and can empower you to make positive changes in your life should you need it. So that's the other big branch of our service. And all those services that I've mentioned, you can access without having to report to the police. So
I was
not
literally,
only the SARC.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. Can you only access the therapies if you've made a report to the police? But you answered it before I got there.
I did. Yeah, so no, none of our services require you to have reported anything to the police. So we're completely kind of independent of that. You can self-refer in. So we have referral forms for all of our services available on the website. At SARC, you can refer in via our advice line. It's open 24/7 for referrals into the SARC. So you can call that anytime. And for general inquiries and things, it's open for kind of office hours. So if you need any more information about any of the services or how to refer in, our advice line is there. And all the information is available on our website as well.
And like I say, we'll make sure we put all that information accompanying the podcast. Thank you so much for talking to us. We will speak to you again very soon, and we're going to hear about ISVAs and CHISVAs. So thank you very much, and we'll speak to you soon.
No worries. Thank you very much. Bye.